Okay. Well, we're here today to talk about things that that mom you've experienced in life, and all the things that you want to share to our children in the future, and grandchildren, and so on. So, okay, so we're going to record this recording so people in the future will know about you. So, okay, so let's start with, tell us your name.
My name is Tony Gonzalez.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 89.
All right, and today's date?
Saturday.
February 29th.
Saturday, February 29th.
And say the date. The year.
2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are we at? Where are we located?
In Fresno.
And the state?
California.
Okay. And what is my name?
Your name is Robert.
Okay. And what is my relationship to you?
You're my son.
Okay. Good. All right. Thank you. Okay. My name is Robert Gonzalez Jr., and I am 58 years old. And today's date is Saturday, February 29th, 2020. Our location here is Fresno, California. And my interview partner is Tony Gonzalez, and she is my mother. So. Okay. Okay. So the first question I want to ask you, Mom, is what is your favorite childhood memory?
Growing up.
Okay. What about growing up?
Well, different, going to school and just having a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And all the things that I did with my brothers and sisters.
Like, can you think of something that you did with them?
My brothers always used to joke. And they would give each other, us girls, the sisters, nicknames. Mm-hmm. So.
And what was your nickname?
My nickname was, you're going to laugh.
That's okay.
I'm going to say it in Spanish, though.
That's okay.
Pechuga de gallina.
Pechuga de gallina?
Chicken breast.
Yeah, chicken breast.
Because I don't know, that's what they used to call me.
Huh. You don't remember why, where they got that from?
No, they just had nicknames for each one of us. So okay. That was my nickname.
And do you remember how old you were when they started calling you?
Oh, I was about 8, 9. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of any other childhood memories?
Going to the ranch every summer and staying over there for the 3 months of school break.
And what ranch was this?
And it was friends of the family, but they would take us over there to go help out in whichever way we could.
And what town was this in?
Outskirts of Bronzeville, I don't know the town.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, and you have pleasant memories of
yes.
Doing that, yeah?
Yes, I do.
So what did you really enjoy about going for those 3 months?
Because we would go swimming and also would go help out in the field with picking cotton or tomatoes, playing more likely. Not really working.
And when you were playing, what would your mother tell you?
No, Mom was not there. We were with a family, friends.
Okay, and what did your mom and dad do while you guys
were? They
were
in Bronzeville. My dad worked for the city of Bronzeville, and Mom was just a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they...
They just wanted us to have experience of learning where food came from and like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other memories that you'd like to share?
I like playing baseball in school.
What position did you play?
I played baseball, third base.
You softball mom or
softball?
Softball.
Softball.
Uh-huh. Okay. And third base.
And I love that sports.
All sports or mostly softball?
All, but softball.
Okay. Do you remember the first time that you hit the ball when you were up at bat?
No.
You don't remember what that feeling was like?
I remember I played volleyball, too. I was pretty good at that one.
What did you like most about playing volleyball?
Being able to hit it and winning.
Yeah, you're kind of competitive, huh?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you still are.
So. I am. I know.
We all have that. We got that trait from you. Okay. Do you want to say anything else on memories, on childhood memories?
No.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
If you would want to
go ahead.
You can phrase this in your own words, but ask what her neighborhood was like growing up.
Oh, so when you were a child, what was your neighborhood like?
It was very quiet. Everybody knew each other, and we played together, friends. We were close friends to each other. And we just felt like we were a big family.
Were the houses close together, or were they?
No, they weren't that close.
Did you live on a ranch, or?
No, in town in Bronzeville. Okay. When I was about 2 years old, I lived in a farm, in a ranch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you know, we should probably record this. So tell me about the farm, living on the farm.
I don't remember. I was only two, but my grandfather had a cattle ranch, mm-hmm. beef cattle, mm-hmm. and he would go over there, and my brothers would go with him and Mom would go with them. To be the cook, for the workers.
Your mom would cook, yeah, for the workers. Mm-hmm. And this ranch was your grandfather's ranch, or your mom and dad's?
No, my grandfather's ranch.
So you lived with your family at your grandfather's ranch.
He did not live there. He just went over there to.
Oh, okay.
He had a little house there, right. And only
so,
when.
So your grandfather had your mom and dad and the family living in this ranch, the grandfather's ranch, yeah. You lived on your grandfather's ranch?
No. We lived in town.
Oh.
They would go out there to work. And you know, just to brand the cattle and things like that. It's a beef cattle ranch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's go on to the next question. Okay, what do you want to pass on to me and my siblings and your grandchildren and so on as far as wisdom? What kind of wisdom would you want to pass on to the future generations? Some words of advice.
They already know it. They know that I want them to.
Well, the children in the future.
In life and always do the best they can.
What is your definition of success?
Well, to go to school, get a good job, and pass it on to their own children when they have continue the tradition of. Finishing school, going on to college and to the university.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very important for.
You want to. Anything else that you'd like to pass on? Some wisdom, some advice? These are your great, 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 great grandchildren that are going to hear this in 100 years from now.
Always be very friendly to people. no matter what color, what religion, or what background they have, whether they're just people on the streets or whatever, always be friendly to everybody. Mm-hmm. Because you can be, you can have friends, all kinds of friends, and but you do not have to follow their steps. Just be friendly to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. That's the way you raised us. So, yeah, thank you.
Yes, I raised.
Yeah. So, next question. We've kind of been talking about this, but just see if you can add anything more to it. How would you like to be remembered? How would you like for the children in the future to know who their grandma Tony? What would you want them to? How would you want to be remembered?
That grandma was a strong lady, mm-hmm. and always wanted you to go do things that you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know how I mean with them, mm-hmm. and that's the way I would like for my. For their, you know, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to always think of their grandma as being a very strong and determined person.
Mm-hmm. Very faithful person, too.
And
yeah.
Thankful.
And thankful, yeah. 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 So, again, that's how you raised us, and that was the model that you gave to us, the example. You were always there for us, so thank you. Yeah. Okay. What are you most proudest of in your lifetime? What are you most proudest of?
What I'm most proud of?
Yeah, what are you most proud of? Yeah.
My children.
Okay, what about that?
Because to me, they're an S to your dad. You guys are everything. We tried to raise you the best way we could, and we did succeed mm-hmm. to do that. And I hope that in the future generation, they will be just as close to each other as you guys have been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that you want to be remembered as and what you're most proud of?
I'm proud of every one, a single one of you. You guys are all different, but you're all very, you have helped us, mm-hmm. both of us, your papa, your daddy, and me, through your lives. Mm-hmm. All of you have been in your own way, you've always been there for us. And you're still there for me. So I'm very...
And all the your other children, too.
Yes,
yeah.
All the children. Yeah. All.
Okay. If you could hold on to one memory for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Your dad.
And what about dad?
I don't know it. It's just that we were married for so long that we became one. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of hard for me. But I still remember all the things and all that we did together in raising you children. Mm-hmm. It was hard. But there was always love in raising all five of you. So those are the memories that I want to be, and then my grandchildren too. Mm-hmm.
So clarify for your family in the future that what does one mean? What does one mean? That you became one, you and Dad became one. Tell them what that meant, what that means to you.
We became one because we were always if one of us started something, the other one was already thinking about it, or we thought the same way, and we answered, we kind of finished the what we're saying among each other. I mean, you know, he would say something, and I knew what he was saying, and I would finish it. Mm-hmm. But we were thinking the same. That's what it is, Mijo.
Okay. All right.
I'm curious, Robert, if you would be willing to describe your dad.
My dad? Is that okay?
Yeah. I'd love to hear. What was he like?
Okay.
Or what is he like?
No, he passed away. Yeah. It's been a little bit over a year. Okay, see if I can do this without crying. So,
you don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I want to. But, you know, it might be kind of hard, so. So I'm going to describe Dad. It's just kind of hard to describe him because it's just been a little over a year since he passed away. And as a young child, he was, like Mom says, he was always there. And he was always a great model and example for us, and he loved us so much. He was really strict. He was really, really hard. Sometimes I just thought that he wasn't fair, but I still loved him. I loved him immensely, and he'd hit me so hard, and I would have a lot of anger and all that, but still, as all that, we both worked on our own issues over the years, and then as I got older and Dad got older, we just became just really close friends and really close bond, and he was involved in every aspect of my own children and my own life, and I always included him in everything that I was doing and I was participating in, and he was always interested, and so I believe we had both of us reconciled and had healing from when I was a child and I had so much resentment toward him for being so hard on me. But we grew to really love and appreciate each other. So, I every night I take the dog for a walk and I always think of Dad and we'll start talking and, you know, have a conversation with him. I mean, it's in the dark, so people can't see. They think that I'm a weirdo. But the dog doesn't understand me. But anyway, so I have a conversation with Dad, and I kind of tell him what's happening in my life. And I know he still he helps as much as he can, you know. So, and I'm grateful, and he helps me to make sure I remember Mom and appreciate her every day. So, and just in the simple everyday things of life, just to make sure I'm helping her and loving her and caring for her. So that's basically he taught me that in his way. He taught me how to love and how to be, how to care, and helped me to develop into the person I am today. So, yeah.
Is there a story about him that if you told that you would be like, that's him?
Well, let's see, there's many stories, but no, I think, I mean, my dad, he was such a tremendous example and model. He never could talk much to you. He wasn't much of a conversationalist. He just really couldn't talk a whole lot, but he just showed you with his example. The man went to work every single day, and he worked so hard, and he was what's called, well, maybe they don't call it this anymore, but years ago we used to call it functionally literate. My dad could barely read, and yet he always figured out, and just when where he worked at this factory for many years, and you know, there were modernizing, bringing in new technology. And just when Dad thought, oh, I'm going to lose my job, he always figured it out, and he kept on working. And it's just, he was just a fighter. He never gave up and didn't complain. And, you know, he was there. You just could depend on Dad. You could always depend on him. The thing that I guess most appreciate about him. So, yeah. Okay. I think I've asked you enough on that, on memory stuff. Is there anything, Mom, that you've never told me, but you can tell me right now? Something you've always held on to, but you've always been maybe reluctant in some way, hesitant in some way not to tell me. Is there anything that you...
I've always been very honest, and I've always told you what I felt and how I want you to. Mm-hmm. And I'm strict with you, I was. Mm-hmm. But you were always very loving since you were little, Mijo. Mm-hmm. You know, always there, and there are a lot of memories of you mm-hmm. when you were little.
Mm. And the siblings? Yeah. Okay. Each and every one of us.
Every one of you were different, and yet I remember each one of you mm-hmm. being different, you know, and doing different things. Mm-hmm. Each one of you.
Tony, will you tell Robert what he was like as a child?
I can.
Will you tell Robert what he was like as a child? What you remember about him when he was little?
About him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Okay. When he was a baby, he was a very, very good baby. He never cried. As a matter of fact, I had to bring the bassinet where I had him as a baby, and I would put it by the kitchen because I didn't know if something would go wrong and I wouldn't hear him. And then as growing up, he still was always very active and always falling mm-hmm. and breaking your teeth. But he would also go play with neighbors, and there was one of the neighbors would make cookies, and they would give him cookie, but he would need it. He would run home and bring it to me mm-hmm. for his mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, huh?
Yeah. He always used to run home and give me the cookie that they gave you, the mm-hmm. Thelma. Thelma was the one that... was a baker.
Mm-hmm. Or Mrs. Mosier also sometimes would make things, and I'd bring it home to you.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I remember. Mm. And you always confide in me and telling me things, what your plans were and what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I would answer you. Mm-hmm. I would try. Mm-hmm. And it's been helping you, all five of you, with your spelling. Mm. I would be ironing, and I would have the list right there and test you, mm-hmm. and that you would know your
vocabulary spelling. Words. Thank you. Thank you. I remember the many times I always wanted to do things, and you would tell me sometimes, no, don't do it, and I would do it anyway, and then it always turned out that I would get hurt somehow.
Yep.
And then I learned at a young age that, okay, I need to listen to my mother. So
you got to listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Okay. Let me ask another. All right. Mom, tell us about your relationship with Dad.
The funny one or the...
Anything you want to talk about, relationship with Dad.
Well, your daddy, the first time he saw me, he said, I'm going to marry that. You know his story. Mm-hmm. He always used to tell it to the kids and to you guys. And that when he saw me the first time, he said, that's the girl I'm going to marry. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me, one time he asked me out, and I said, no, you're too young. He was 2 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. And I think it was fair for me to go with a guy younger than me. But eventually we did get together, and we always would go to the movies or just like that. Mm-hmm. And finally he went into the service, and I waited 2 years. He was in the service for 2 years. And then we got engaged when he came home, and we were married that year, 55. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Anything else about your relationship?
No, it was simple. We didn't, well, the one thing was that I never wanted to marry a guy that smoked or drank. Because my dad did not smoke and did not drink. And your daddy did drink, but he stopped eventually not drinking after your kids were born. So just one time he went crazy and got drunk.
Yeah, do you remember? I had to go get
him,
Mother.
Yes, you and... Yeah,
me. I went and got him, yeah.
You yes. Went by yourself, huh?
Yes.
I thought the girls had gone.
I was a little boy. I don't even remember how old I was. I was really young, going into that bar and pulling Dad out of there. So
it was.
Yeah.
But he never did it again?
Yeah, he didn't. Well, I had helped his grandfather, my great-grandfather, mm-hmm. helped.
Yeah.
Had a good conversation with him, and then he stopped.
Said, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You put in a bad example to your children. Mm-hmm. And you stopped that drinking and not partying because he wasn't much of a, he liked sports and he watched all the games and things like that, but never partying to where he would get drunk. Mm-hmm. He never did that again. That was the last time he did.
Yeah, I remember that. I think, I don't, Mom, do you want to share anything else? And any other thing you'd like to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
Anything that you want people in the future to know?
I can't, my mind is blank. Right now.
How about something related to perseverance and to hope? Okay? Ganas.
Mm?
Ganas. You have to have ganas.
I can't think.
No. Well, has your entire life been just all nice and rosy and wonderful, or have you had struggles, and how did you deal with those struggles?
Yeah, we had struggles when we first got married, because it was just one check coming in, and then we started our family, and it was five of you that we had to dress and feed, and it was only one check coming in, your dad, so it was a struggle, but we continued and we did the best we could. Mm-hmm. And we brought you up to where you are now. Mm-hmm. And of course, each one of you have your own willpower and continue doing your thing, whatever your goal is. And you still keep it. And you show your children that you're that too, by being there for them, which you always have been, you and Paloma both.
Mm-hmm. And your other children?
And my other children are.
And they also are.
Do
are
the same.
Committed. Yeah.
One has more than others, mm-hmm. but you have the most. You have four.
Yeah.
And the other one's only one, and three.
Why do you think all of your children are so dedicated and committed to their families?
I think that it's because of the way that they saw that we were towards each other,
mm-hmm.
and always together, and always as a family doing things, that it helped them to understand that is the right way to do things, to include your family, to be close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my hope and my prayers,
mm-hmm.
that you, all five of you, get together, get along,
mm-hmm.
and that you love and share and respect each other, mm-hmm. and help each other in whichever way,
mm-hmm.
that you can. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Let's see.
Robert.
Go ahead.
So you asked your mom to talk about what she wanted her legacy to be, or how she wanted uh-huh. people to know her. I'm curious if you would answer that question and kind of tell her how you would hope people would remember her.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay, so how do I want people to remember you, Mom? Is you were just like Dad. You were always there. You were always present for us, always available to us. You loved us unconditionally. You, for me personally, you didn't read to me, but you read, and I saw that at a young age, and that really inspired me to love reading. And I read now all the time, and I'm just so grateful to you for that example. I really am. Also for you allowing me to get to know your mother, my grandma, Francisca, and she was just such a powerful and positive influence on me in my life and in my growing up. All the way she inspired me to. So I'm also grateful to you, Mom, because you always listened to me, you believed in me, and you're the one that helped encourage me to go on beyond high school, go to college and to graduate and to do all the things that I've done in my life, and I've never been afraid to take a risk. You know that. I'll take a risk if that's what needs to happen in order to, so I can continue to fill a meaning and fulfillment in my life. So, and I owe that to you. I owe that to you and to Dad. I owe that to Nana, to my grandma Francisca, and then all the other people. I mean, I would always seek out a lot of people's advice. I didn't just have you and Dad. I also sought out other people too, so I could learn from other people's perspectives and stuff. It helped in guiding me and on me figuring out what I wanted to do in life. So, and you never said, "Hey, don't do that." You're supposed to just listen to you and Dad. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I know I was very different than the other children. They liked to watch television, and I didn't. You know that. So, yeah. You still loved me, and you, even though I was kind of an oddball in the family, and you know, you were okay with that. So, yeah. And we were just really always close. We've always had a close bond, you know, and had that with Dad too, but more so as we got older with Dad, because he was so hard on me when I was little. So
that's because he was raised like that.
Yeah. I know he was raised with rules and not with love. So yeah.
And I was raised with love.
Yeah.
We were a big family. We were 11.
Yeah.
And then we were 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. So, let's see. Anything else, Mom, you want to share in this interview that people will be hearing?
No, I don't. I can't think.
Oh, you know, just a real quick, you said 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, real quick so people will know in the future. Tell as quickly as you can your history, your where you came from, your origin, so that the families will know in the future. Yeah, your family.
My family?
Yeah. But do it quick, though.
Well, where I was born?
No, yeah, we know where, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Before, where did your family come from?
They came from, most all my family came from Spain.
Uh-huh.
Through the, I would say, not through Mexico, through
was in the late 1700s when they came.
Uh-huh.
And they came on a Spanish land grant, yeah. And they settled into what today is Texas.
Texas. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were born there. As back as I can remember, even my great grandparents were born there in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's where you, both your mother and your father's family.
And my dad, my mom from Corpus Christi and your tata was from Brownsville.
Yeah. Did anyone ever say that they came on the same at the same time?
No, they didn't.
That the families came.
We never.
No, but they came about the same around
about the
same
time.
Yeah. Okay.
And even my because my grandfather, he came through closer to San Antonio.
Huh.
That was their route.
That's a different route.
Nacogdoches or something like that is the name of that town.
That was your mother's
father? No,
or
my
dad's dad?
Parent.
Well, but and what year was he born?
I don't know.
Like in the 1800s probably, yeah.
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 Dad was born in 1898.
Your mother was born in 1898,
okay,
Francisca.
Okay,
yeah.
Dad was born about 4 years before her.
Okay. All right.
1894
or something like that, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's good. So we have 2 minutes, so let's say some goodbyes or farewells or some words of encouragement. So for these last 2 minutes.
In the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I want you to remember your grandma, how strong and how hard she's been, but I've always been there for you kids.
Mm-hmm.
So always remember me with love.
Okay. All right. And I'm grateful to have had this opportunity to talk. I'm grateful to the people that allowed us to do this. I'm grateful to have this time to spend with Mom, with Tony, and let all of you in the future know that we were a family that was just unified and strengthened by love, and that we were raised that love is what's most important, yeah, to share that love with not only with each other, but to share it with others and always be helpful for others too. So, okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Oh, my gosh.
Drink some water, Mom.